Chapter 8. Counter Misinformation and Disinformation. Understanding Misinformation and Disinformation. Disinformation, often characterized as propaganda, is any form of adversary communication, especially of a biased or misleading nature, designed to influence the opinions, emotions, attitudes, or behavior of any group in order to benefit the sponsor, either directly or indirectly. The traditional factors that make information about an event newsworthy are the same factors that make propaganda compelling. People are drawn to conflict or violence, and many of our adversaries have mastered the art of using it, real and contrived, to influence the audience to further their objectives and minimize the army's effectiveness. Anticipating actions that an adversary may exploit with propaganda and limiting that potential with preemptive release of information is paramount. When operations do not allow for such actions, PA units prepare to respond quickly to counter propaganda. Definition. Misinformation is a subset of information defined simply as incorrect information. Incorrect information from any source that is disseminated through ignorance or with the belief that the incorrect information is correct can be a result of an adversarial disinformation campaign. Information can be incorrect for numerous reasons. For the purpose of PA, incorrect information has the potential to affect the understanding that a public may have on a subject important to communication efforts. Disinformation is incorrect or false information disseminated from an adversarial source that is designed with the intent to distort information or deceive or influence the receiver. Adversarial use of disinformation in the information environment is often to confuse or affect public opinion against a perceived enemy and benefit the sponsor of the disinformation. Some forms of adversarial disinformation are deliberately disseminated in order to benefit a sponsoring government, organization, or group, either directly or indirectly. Intelligence organizations or other covert adversaries use indirect or unconventional means to distort information to deceive or influence publics. PA staff should not expect to defeat disinformation, since it is a tactic and not an adversary, but should expect to be part of the countermeasure process. PA can counter disinformation and should acknowledge the strength truth has over both disinformation and misinformation. Public Affairs Requirement. DODI 5400.13 drives the PA activities requirement. It instructs PA staffs develop and employ DOD PA activities and capabilities to support the command and to ensure the trust and confidence of United States population, friends and allies, deter and dissuade adversaries, and counter misinformation and disinformation, ensuring effective, culturally appropriate information delivery in regional languages. Public Affairs Considerations. PA staffs have several factors to consider when assessing adversarial misinformation and disinformation. They first consider what makes the disinformation believable. Misinformation is not adversarial, though adversaries can have misinformation efforts as part of a disinformation campaign. The most successful conspiracies likely contain some element of truth. The traditional factors that make information about an event newsworthy are the same factors that make misinformation compelling. Publics have both concern and interest regarding conflict or violence, and the Army's adversaries have mastered the art of using it, real and contrived, to influence audiences, further their objectives, and minimize the command's effectiveness. Second, PA staff consider the unity of effort necessary to counter disinformation. When coordinating IRCs, PA personnel ensure unity of effort in countering disinformation. Commanders consistently communicate in an integrated and coherent manner regarding the actions and intentions of the Army and their command to counter disinformation. Speed is a third consideration when countering misinformation and disinformation. The first side that presents the information sets the context and frames the public debate. PA staffs work quickly to get accurate information and imagery out first, without rushing to failure by inadvertently releasing inaccurate or incomplete information, even information that portrays DOD in a negative manner. This speed helps disarm the adversary's propaganda and defeats attempts by the adversary to use these mistakes against friendly forces. Credibility must be maintained. PA professionals require the knowledge, skills, resources, capabilities, and authority to release information rapidly to various publics to support the commander's communication strategy effectively. PA disseminates information while protecting OPSEC and in accordance with DOD policy and guidance. Lastly, PA professionals consider where to search for the adversary's information. They analyze information in traditional, non-traditional, and social media channels in search of misinformation about the Army and its missions. Misinformation can adversely affect an operational environment and the success of operations. PA operations contribute positively to operational environments by delivering facts in the form of releasable, accurate information and imagery. PA staffs recognize and pick out adversarial disinformation efforts to analyze and counter before it can negatively affect Army operations. Recognizing misinformation and disinformation. Detecting and recognizing misinformation and disinformation proves challenging for PA personnel. Misinformation and disinformation resides in the same outlets as factual, truthful information. Adversaries understand this and often rely on the rapid dissemination of unsubstantiated information using the continuous news cycle, social and digital media platforms, and other online information sources. PA staff audits continuously for misinformation and disinformation, regardless of the environment or type of military operation. PA staff conducts communication analysis and evaluation of PA activities. Army PA staff research to detect and counter or mitigate mission-related disinformation directed at international, national, and local publics, both at home station and abroad. Knowing where to search and being able to identify the types and tactics of misinformation and disinformation is critical to counter an adversary's malign narrative. Resources. To recognize misinformation and disinformation, PA staff require various resources. They need access to information, current technology, and IRCs. Detecting misinformation counter to planned and coordinated communication is the first step to successfully counter disinformation and correct misinformation. The commander, through coordinated communication, ensures PA staff have access to information that affects an operational area. This information can include open source reports, relevant intelligence, and known common adversary disinformation techniques. With support from PA staff, the commander leverages available technology and personnel to detect, analyze, and respond to misinformation and disinformation. This technology gives PA staff real-time awareness of facts surrounding military operations by publics, stakeholders, and even adversaries. Technology that includes social media and broadcasting enables PA personnel to establish and own the narrative among publics and the media. An uncorrected record provides an adversary with a great deal of time to amplify the effects of false or misleading information. Involvement in the planning process and having access to various IRCs help PA staff to detect, analyze, and decide when to release timely, truthful information and imagery intended to counter misinformation and disinformation efforts. PA staff should, at a minimum, maintain knowledge and awareness of the following resources: Annex J, Public Affairs, in the Operation Order; Appendix 1, Public Affairs Running Estimate, to Annex J, Public Affairs, in the Operation Order; Communication Plans, PAG; Media Analysis Products, Social Media Engagement, Media Engagements; Higher Headquarters Communication Plans, Themes and Messages to include changes from Higher Headquarters; Communication from Leadership, SOPs; Intelligence Products, Open Source Reports. Disinformation Tactics and Techniques. To recognize misinformation and disinformation, PA staff require disinformation tactics and techniques. Adversaries employ various tactics and techniques in their disinformation efforts. PA staff leverage the knowledge of other IRCs to gain a greater understanding and increase their ability to recognize disinformation. Tactics. PA staffs study and understand several disinformation tactics: forgeries, front groups and friendship societies, influence operations, media manipulation, broadcasts. Forgeries. The first misinformation and disinformation tactic recognized by PA personnel is forgeries. Forgeries, to include falsified documents and imagery, attempt to discredit individuals, institutions, or policies so to damage the Army and its interests, as well as manipulate public and government opinions. PA staffs can expose forgeries as fakes. However, such denial may never entirely offset the initial damage, which allows for repeated references to the document. The effectiveness of a forgery often depends more on the predisposition of the recipient than on the source or quality of the forgery. A recipient who is hostile toward the Army or United States government, or who is eager to expose an individual or organization they have contempt for, is far more likely to credit a forgery than one who is not hostile. Sophisticated journalists usually prevent publication of the forgery, and a forged document is more likely to circulate in non-traditional media or on social media platforms. Front groups and friendship societies. PA personnel recognize the tactic of front groups and friendship societies. Front groups and friendship societies normally present themselves as non-governmental, non-political organizations engaged in promoting such desirable goals as world peace, cultural understanding, philanthropy, and education. Front groups can provide an adversary with a covert vantage point from which to disseminate disinformation by providing sensational commentary to the media, provocative imagery, and persuasive funding, all in the effort to influence the narrative. PA personnel recognize that fronts are an intelligence function, which falls into the realm of human intelligence and outside of PA. Influence operations. Another tactic that adversaries use is called influence operations. Influence operations involve individuals who openly or covertly support and promote their sponsor's interests. These individuals of influence may come from virtually any profession. Sometimes adversaries wait until an individual achieves an influential position in government, business, academia, or media before they call on the individual to be a representative for disinformation. PA staffs recognize an influence operation is an intelligence function, particularly when looking at an individual and building a profile on them. This must be avoided by PA staff. Media manipulation. PA staffs recognize the misinformation and disinformation tactic called media manipulation. Media manipulation occurs when adversaries of the Army or United States government place falsely attributed or non-attributed disinformation products in print, broadcast, and social media. These products, which contain misinformation, may appear in regular publications, clandestine broadcasts, or printed brochures. Broadcasts transmit through radio, television, and social media to provide misinformation to various publics. Some broadcasts are clandestine. Overt broadcasts are active in numerous nations that promote disinformation that opposes the Army's interests. PA staff recognize broadcasts of misinformation or disinformation by the manipulator committing gross negligence of facts and errors in fact. Techniques. PA staffs study and understand several disinformation techniques used by adversaries. They have no exact formula for detecting if some specific information or allegation is false. However, they can answer certain questions to determine the credibility of the information. PA staffs can ask if a covert but influential organization is responsible for a circumstance or event. Does the information contain fantastic claims? Does it identify powerful or destructive organizations or forces that are secretly controlling people or manipulating world events? If so, the information may be a conspiracy theory. Conspiracy theories are rarely true, but are often widely accepted and have appeal. Adversaries often target the United States military or intelligence community in conspiracy theories. Another technique that PA staffs recognize involves a story circulating as truth that happened to an acquaintance with horrifying elements. Is the story startling, entertaining, bad, amazing, horrifying, or otherwise seemingly too good or too terrible to be true? If so, it may be an urban legend. Urban legends often circulate by word of mouth, email, or the internet. These stories involve false claims that an audience widely believe because they put a common fear, hope, suspicion, or other powerful emotion into story form. PA staffs recognize a third technique that involves a shocking revelation. Does the information contain a shocking revelation about a highly controversial issue? Highly controversial issues are natural candidates for the rise of false rumors, unwarranted fears, and suspicions. The 2015 iteration of Jade Helm, the United States Special Operations Command exercise, is one such example. Exercise planning documents fictionally depicting certain states in the southwest United States as hostile territory leaked to the public, causing the proliferation of unsubstantiated governmental conspiracy theories and garnering national attention. By the time PA personnel got involved, the issue had become a crisis. Several stakeholder organizations and PA staffs diligently worked to mitigate the effects caused by the misinformation. PA staffs recognize the technique of using an untrustworthy source. Is the source trustworthy? Certain websites, publications, and individuals have a reputation for spreading false stories. Many websites contain a great deal of unreliable information. Extremist groups, splinter political organizations, and individuals often publish disinformation. Titles of websites can also be deceiving and can present what appear to be official or harmless descriptions to lure viewers. PA staffs look carefully at website details to determine its ownership and validity of source information. This can prove especially difficult if front groups publish false allegations. Front groups purport to be independent, nonpartisan organizations, but actually partisan political parties or interest groups often control the websites. Lastly, PA staffs recognize and perform quality research. What does further research tell you? They research allegations. They determine whether information is true or false by researching it thoroughly. PA staffs consider time, lethality, and pressure of a prompt response or release, but there is no substitute for thorough research. These staffs can thoroughly research information using the internet, communication plans, PAG, and other resources. Countering misinformation and disinformation. MISO helped PA personnel to counter adversary information efforts of misinformation and disinformation. PA staffs work to decrease or mitigate the impact of information with timely, factual messages disseminated to selected target audiences to gain and maintain the information initiative. When PA staffs counter misinformation and disinformation, often while coordinating with other IRCs, they degrade the intended effects of misinformation and disinformation. The timely and accurate dissemination of truthful and verifiable information from credible sources exposes the misinformation. Eventually, synchronized communication can lessen or neutralize the credibility of intentional misinformation and disinformation sources. PA staffs, coordinating with other IRCs, accurately assess the information environment to determine the actual effectiveness versus the perceived effectiveness. These staff use the following resources to counter misinformation and disinformation: timeliness and deterrence, synchronization with IRCs, lines of effort relationships, communication, various timeframes. Timeliness and deterrence. PA personnel use timeliness and deterrence to counter adversary misinformation and disinformation efforts. Army PA personnel have an obligation to keep the American people and Army forces informed, which includes countering misinformation and disinformation directed at those publics. Adversaries can include individuals, organizations, nations, and non-nation state players attempting to influence publics with false or misleading communication. An adversary understands that timeliness of disinformation is important in communicating to achieve influence. PA personnel cannot assume positive perceptions and attitudes from leaders, decision makers, and the public. The entity that establishes the narrative first can more easily sway perceptions and attitudes. Effective commanders prepare to assume some risk to ensure timely execution of public communication activities. Such activities make available the most contextually accurate information to the public. If commanders hesitate to release information or acknowledge events until after they gather complete facts and circumstances, they can create a void in the disseminated information. An effective adversary can potentially fill that void with disinformation.